You're listening to Hashtag Truth in 5 with Jenny Muscatel, bringing you 5-minute episodes of weekly biblical truth to help you fill your cup. Join us each week on ChristianMix106.com or find us on your favorite app at Canyon Star TV Radio. This is Jenny Muscatel on Hashtag Truth in 5. I want to encourage you today to simply be present. Let's take a moment and just think about that for a minute. Is being present something that comes easy for you? And if so, has it always been easy? Or was there some kind of experience in your life that prompted you to form that habit? Or on the other hand, does being present come hard for you? And if so, why do you think that is? Let's dig a little deeper and let me ask you, when is the last time you remember truly feeling present? Is there a moment that comes to mind? Were you with a certain person or engaging in a particular activity that you enjoy? And as you reflect on that moment, how does it make you feel? Does it fill your heart with peace and warmth, or maybe even put a smile on your face? Don't we all long for moments like these to spend time with the people we love? I think most of us probably do. But when we're faced with the expected and unexpected demands of the day, we find ourselves wondering, I'm not even sure how to be more present. Let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, sure, there are some standard practical things we can do, like prioritizing our schedules or unplugging from electronics. But the Bible gives us some incredibly helpful guidance on how we can actually accomplish this. And quite honestly, what it tells us to do is really pretty simple. But before we jump in, I think it's important to remember that when it comes to living, we are all in this together, and we do have a God who loves us. Romans 12:15 tells us, rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. And 1 Corinthians 12:26 reminds us that if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. If that's not a simple and practical lesson in being present, I'm not sure what is. Galatians 6:2 tells us that we must bear one another's burdens. And why? It goes on to say, because it fulfills the law of Christ. So the Bible tells us that we are to help one another. And honestly, it doesn't take much. A kind word, a warm smile, a loving conversation. Ephesians 4:32 reminds us to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. And it makes sense. How would we truly be able to be present with the people around us if we're holding on to bitterness, anger, and resentment? But it's not just about being kind, though that is necessary and important. Our interactions matter, and we have to remember to lift one another up. I'm not talking about flattery, but encouragement and hope. Hebrews 3:13 tells us, exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, so that we do not become hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. But there is one more simple thing we can do to be more present, and that is to pray with one another. It's a wonderful thing to pray for the people you meet and the people you don't meet, but it is all that more special when we take the time to pray with them. Matthew 8:20 tells us, for where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. I have a dear pastor friend from Angola, and one thing I will never forget is how he prayed with us. When our family was going through a health crisis in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, it kept us from having regular visitors at the hospital due to the safety precautions that needed to be in place. We felt isolated, and it was hard. But even though our pastor friend was over 6,000 miles away from us, he sent us regular voice messages of beautiful prayers. And I'll tell you, he prayed his heart out. Do you want to know what else he did? He hopped on a bus and traveled 2 hours one way to ask his mom to pray too. And she did. And he translated. And when I opened that voice message, two beautiful languages crying out to the same beautiful God, I felt closer to them in that moment than I can ever describe in words. You see, when we are present in the way God leads us to be present, we invite His presence into our interactions, and that is a beautiful thing. Let's pray. Lord, help us to slow and be present. Remind us that it doesn't take much. Help us to prioritize those things which truly matter. Give us a heart that wants to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on #TruthIn5, and thank you for listening to Christian Mix 106. Thank you for listening to #TruthIn5. Remember to catch new episodes each Friday and Saturday at 5:55 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Christian Mix 106. To learn more about Jenny, you can visit her website at jennymuscatel.com.